Murder and Mendelssohn, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. Phryne remembered the stairs up to the Scots Church Assembly Hall. She put on a low-heeled pair of shoes, as she had slightly sprained her ankles dancing the Charleston two nights before. Not wishing to overawe the choir, she dressed in a decently quiet turquoise dress, jacket and hat, and took a large handbag. As usual, her petticoat pocket contained emergency requisites. A spare lighter, a banknote, cigarettes, a pearl-handled .22 Beretta. One never knew what the exigencies of rehearsal might entail. Mr. Butler drove Phryne and her policeman with calm and dignity into the city, left them at the corner of Collins and Russell Streets, and took the car to the garage where it had been built. He had instructions to come back at 9. Phryne had decided to watch the lantern lecture. It might even be instructive. She was making suggestions to Jack Robinson as she felt her way, a little gingerly, up the stairs. Hugh Collins waited at the door. "You need to find out who brought that food, Jack dear, and I suggest you start with the hotel just across the road. That was, as Ruth pointed out, expensive provender, not available from just any soup kitchen. Then you need to find the conductor's lover."
"His lover?" asked Jack.
"Well, yes, that aphrodisiac little supper was an invitation of sorts. Then you need to talk to the choir's librarian."
"Why?" asked Jack.
At that moment, someone caught Phryne around the waist and dragged her into a close embrace. He never knew how close he was to a knee, where it would not have been appreciated, because, fortunately for him, Phryne recognised him and flung her arms around his neck.
"John!" she exclaimed. "John Wilson, how can you possibly be here?
One moment." She turned in his arms and said to Jack Robinson, "The librarian has all the scores numbered. Get her to call them all in. That music had to come from somewhere. I'll be in directly." Jack Robinson shook his head, collected his detective sergeant, and entered the hall. John Wilson chuckled.
"Still the same Phryne, eh?" he asked. "And it's Dr. John now."
"Oh, excellent! So you went back after..."
"Afterwards." John Wilson had been a medical student in 1918, when he had been dragged from his residency and dropped into the Battle of the Somme. He had run a forward casualty clearing station, dipped deep in blood and death. Horrified, shell-shocked and 22 years old, he had met Phryne, bringing in the wounded.